Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The next question comes from the context of Judges chapter 11. In Judges chapter 11, did Jephthah sacrifice his daughter as he vowed to do? And why would God permit him to do this evil act? If you read the context going on here, Ammon, the people of Ammon, had come against Israel. And the leaders of Israel now have requested for Jephthah to come and to lead them into conquest. And in this, they realize, Jephthah does, that they are facing a people of great number. They are facing an evil people. And he questions his ability to be able to accomplish this. And therefore, he turns to God and he makes a vow that if God will fight with him, if God will give them a victory, he will sacrifice the first one who walks through his door. Friends, I do not believe that Jephthah understood that that daughter of his was going to be the one to walk through the door. In that then, the Bible identifies is that he kept the promise, the vow that he had made before God. Did he sacrifice her, or is there something else that maybe needs to be considered? Two possibilities. Number one, Jephthah offered her as a sacrifice without God's approval. While Jephthah says, I will offer as a sacrifice, we do not see anything in the context of the Scripture where God says, okay, I'll let you do that, and I'll be pleased with that. The context does not say that. So possibly, we would draw that Jephthah kept the promise, the vow, and he offered her, but yet at the same time, there's no divine approval as to him doing that. But then in like figure, it could be that Jephthah did not offer her as a burnt offering, but devoted her as a virgin girl in the service of God for the remainder of her life. I believe contextually that this fits. Let me explain. Some points that I want us to ponder. A human sacrifice was a violation of the law of God. If God is authorizing Jephthah to do that, then is he authorizing him to do something that is contrary to the law, of which then later he will condemn him for? But then also, there is no rebuke of Jephthah's acts, but there was of Gideon who did something similar. So is God a respecter of persons? Most certainly not. God is the God who He has been portrayed all throughout Scripture. And the way in which God has acted in one situation with His people, He will also act the same. But then in like figure, I want us to understand that from the Hebrew language, the "and" of verse 30 of Judges chapter 11 might be a Hebrew idiom, and if so, it can be translated "or." So in this context, what would he be saying? I don't necessarily have to offer her as a sacrifice. I can do something else with her. Well, what would that other be? Is that he offers her as a devotion and that she will live out the remainder of her life in service to God to that very end. Contextually, she went to the mount to bewail her virginity. That's interesting in the context. If you know, if the information has been shared with her, you're going to be a sacrifice, why did she go to bewail her virginity and not go to bewail the fact that she's getting ready to die? But then also, if you know that you're getting ready to die, why would you go and to leave your family rather than spend time with your family? It seems to me that that would be what you would want to do rather than being all upset and going off by yourself. But then also, if you note the context of Judges chapter 5 and verse 11 and Judges chapter 11 and verse 40, each year Israel's daughters praised this lady. Now let me say, I'm very much aware that they could have praised her from a memorial standpoint, remembering her for what it was that she had represented during her life, and then she's gone. But the context seems to indicate that they praised her not only for who she was, but because of who she is at this present state, continually each year. So, what is stated there in regard to Jephthah's sacrifice and the vow? I do not believe that God, if Jephthah did offer her, no doubt God would have permitted that to have happened, but it does not necessitate that he authorized it. But at the same time, from what we read from a contextual standpoint, it does not mean that he literally offered her as a sacrifice, but he offers her as a devotion to God for the remainder of her life. Both of those fit the criteria.